अथ योगम व्यंजन मदाश्रय असंसं समग्र माम यथाशी तत् तो कृष्णा इज एडवाइजिंग सिंपली बाय इंक्रीजिंग योर अटैचमेंट फॉर कृष्णा सिंपली always being absorbed in the thought of Krishna, we can be eligible to understand the whole knowledge, complete knowledge, without any doubt. By our mental speculation, we acquire knowledge, but there are so many doubts. So many doubts. In the ninth chapter, also in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, pratyaksham avagamam dharmam. Pratyaksham, Krishna consciousness, knowledge is so perfect that pratyaksham avagamam. You can directly perceive how far you are making progress. You don't require to take certificate from others whether you are progressing or not. You will understand yours. The example is given just like a hungry man is eating. So, as he is going on eating, he is getting strength and his hunger is being satisfied. So he can understand himself. Nobody requires to certify, now you are satisfied or now. Similarly, bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is so perfect that pratyaksham avagamam. One can understand that. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annastrasya. This is the text of Bhakti Mark. Therefore, Krishna says, asamsa. The theoretical knowledge, experimental knowledge, always remains in doubt. All the scientists, they are not confident. Now there is a theory of uncertainty among the scientists. Whatever knowledge they are making progress, everything is uncertain. Yes, it must be uncertain. Because the basic principle is wrong. Therefore, it must be uncertain. A conditioned soul, as we are, under the condition of the material nature, three modes of material nature, how our knowledge can be perfect? So it is not perfect. The first defect is, because we are conditioned, we commit mistakes, sorrow, and we become illusion. Just like every knowledge is being based on the illusion, that I am this body, material body, which I am not. But the whole world is going on under this conception, that I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, like that. So, the basic principle is illusion. And there are so many mistakes, people. And the senses are imperfect. And although my senses are imperfect, I theorize, it may be, it is like this, it is like that. These are all imperfect things. Therefore, whatever knowledge we may make progress, it is samsaya. It remains the uncertain. But what Krishna says, you can test him with your experimental knowledge. That is Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge, it is not dogma. The statement is there after sufficient experiment. So if we accept Vedic knowledge, we save so much time. We may go on experimenting with our limited power of senses, but that will always remain doubtful. But if we accept Vedic knowledge, opposite knowledge, then it is perfect. Tasamsam samagram. This samagram, this word is very significant. Samagram means complete. To understand Krishna means to understand the whole cosmic manifestation, God, the material nature, the time factors, the living entities, their respective relationship, everything that is called samagram. Not that a Krishna conscious person does not know about the creation of the material manifestation. He knows by his reason. That will be explained in this chapter, seventh chapter, how this material creation is going on. The modern scientists, they put out creation that there was a chunk and it was burst into pieces, then the planetary system came into existence. But if we inquire where from this chunk comes, that we cannot answer. Therefore, the so-called scientific knowledge always remains in doubt. Darwin's theory, there are so many passages. It may be, perhaps, so, these things, perhaps, it may be, that is not certain. Therefore, they have now accepted the theory of contact. But here, if we hear from Krishna, then it is perfect knowledge, samagram. How this material world is created, how these five elements of gross elements come into existence, everything will be explained. Asamsam samagram. To understand Krishna means to understand everything. Therefore, tatyam manushyanam sahasresi kosthid jatati siddhaya jatatanadi siddhyanam kosthid vetimam tatyam. We have to understand Krishna in truth. Simply, superficially, if we understand Krishna, that Krishna was born of the father and mother, Devaki and Vasudeva, and he was born in Mathura, and then played with the gopis, and then he saw something on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. That is not sufficient. We should try to understand samagram as far as possible, incomplete. Then our devotion, our love for Krishna will increase. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Siddhanta bhulya chitte nakaro kolo. Yaha hai te Krishna lage sudhira mano. Siddhanta. Conclusion, understanding. You should try to understand Krishna. Simply by understanding Krishna, life becomes perfect. Janma karma me dibbam yujanati tattva. Daptadi ham punar janma nahi. We can become liberated. Therefore, Chaitanya, yes, Kaviraj Goswami recommends that try to understand Krishna in truth. And another place, it is said, Chaitanya dayar katha paraho vichar. Vichar korile chitte pade samatta. It is not blindly accepting this Krishna consciousness. We considerable deliverance has, we take the decision. All the acharyas they have taken. Therefore, in the next verse, Krishna says, Jnanam, Piham Sabhi Jnanam. This knowledge with practical understanding. Sabhi Jnanam. Vijnanam means practical application. We understand Krishna as the Supreme. He is the creator of this cosmic manifestation. He is the Supreme. We are all subordinate. This is Jnanam. And Sabhijnanam, when it is practically applied, that means when it takes to devotional service, that is practically application. Practice. Jnanam Triham Sabhijnanam Bhakthami Asesata Jadgyatani Ampuya Annad Jyatabham Avasishkate. So, when you understand perfectly, complete knowledge, then there is no more anything remains to be understood, everything. Tasmin vijnate sarvamedam vijnatam bhavati. So, the Bhagavad Gita is not theory. It is knowledge and practically applicable in life. Savijnana. And if we try to understand Krishna in perfect order, then there is nothing remains to be understood. Everything becomes revealed. This knowledge becomes revealed. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yūgumāya samāṁ rihi athāpi te deva padāṁ mujadda prasāla leṣāna dhrīpaye. So we have to receive this knowledge, submissive. The Lord Brahmā recommends that jñāne prayāsaṁ mudupāsa namanta eva. Namanta eva. We must be submissive. The whole thing depends. Spiritual knowledge. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vidacche. Samitpani sotriyam brahman. Tad vidhi pranipate no. Pariprasne no. Sivaya. So, this knowledge, this process of knowledge is received by submissive mood. Jnani prayasa. Udapas. One has to give up the false, prestigious position that I can understand God and everything by my speculative, experimental knowledge. This is called jnana prayasa. Jnana prayasa mudabhasa namanta eva. One should be submissive. Sarvakuritana bhavadiya vata. And try to hear the message of the Lord from Sarvamukhitam, sadhu, devotee. Sarva, not professor. See, Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden. Avaishnava mukhadvina bhuta hari tathamritam saranam na kartabha. Avaishnava. Those are not practically Vaishnava. Devotee. In practical life, professional person, there is no use. Avaishnava, that must be heart and soul Vaishnava. Avaishnava mukhadvinam puto harikathamrita. Harikatha, the words about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, certainly that is amrita. But still, it should not be heard from a person who is not a devotee. So, avaishnava mukhandina puta hari kathamritam savanam na kartabham. And it's forbidden. Don't hear. Why? Hari kathamrita, Krishna katha, the message of God, the words of God, Bhagavad Gita, he may be anything, but the katha is the same, so what is the harm to hear from an avaishnava? Sanatana Goswami gives the example Sarpachishta payojatha. Sarpachishta payojatha. Sarpachishta, just like me, everyone knows. A very nice food. Most nutritious food. But if it is touched by the leaf of a serpent, that immediately spoils. Immediately. Another place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi bhasha sunile hoye sarbona. If we hear Mayavadi bhasha, commentary by the Mayavadis, those who do not accept the personality of God, they are called Mayavadi. Mayavadi means they see everything Maya, even Krishna is Maya. That is called Mayavadi. The Mayavadi philosophy is that when Krishna comes, he comes with a material body. That is called Mayavadi. God is impersonal. When he comes, he takes a form. He takes the form of this matter. This is Mayavadi. There are so many faulty statements of the Mayavadi. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mayavadi hoy Krishna aporadi. They are offenders. Offenders. Therefore, Mayavadi bhasha sunile hoy sarvat. One becomes doomed by hearing the Mayavadi commentary. This is so much condemned. So, actually, by the grace of Krishna, we can understand that the Absolute Truth is ultimately the Supreme Person. But we cannot accommodate within our teeny brain that how the Supreme Absolute Truth can be a person. That is the difficulty. That is the difficulty of Mayavada philosophy. That is a Upamanukanda. That because I am a person, I am so much limited. How a person can be unlimited? And that is the difficulty for us. But therefore, to remove this difficulty, one has to surrender. Without surrendering, it is not possible to understand. Therefore, Krishna demands, surrender, then you understand. Naham prakasa sarvasya yuga maya samapati. By challenging, you cannot understand actually what is Krishna. One has to become submissive. So jnanam teham sabhijnanam idam vaskhami asesata jajnatya na iha bhuya annajnatam bhamma vasishtade. Then Krishna said, Manushanam sahasresu kvasci jatati siddha. Jatatara vi siddhanam kvasci maan vesti tapa. Manushanam sahasresu. Generally, all human society, especially at the present moment, nobody cares for perfection of life. They do not know what is perfection of life. Just like animals, they do not know what is perfection of life. They think perfection of life to gratify the senses. We have got the senses, let us, because they have no idea that there is life after death. Therefore, their only proposition is, so now we have got this life, and we have got this senses, let us enjoy to the fullest extent. This is their perfection. But actually that is not perfection. Perfection means, self-realization means to know that aham brahmasmi, I am not this matter, I am spirit soul. To understand this. Brahma bhuta prasanna. So therefore, mostly people are engaged in the animal propensities of life. Ahara nidra bhaya vaisana. Eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense. They are diseases. But these things are visible in the animal life also. Then what is the special significance of the human life? Human life means Atata Brahma Jigyasa. The human being should be inquisitive to understand Brahma. That is the special significance of human life. Lord Pandas Thakur therefore says, Manushka janama paiya radha kusra nahoriya janiya suniya bishop paiya. Lord Pandas Thakur laments, Hari Hari bhale janama paiya. My Lord has simply spoiled my life. While you are eating very nicely, sleeping very well. No. Manushya janama radha kusra, manushya janama. This human form of life is specially meant for understanding radha kusra. Krishna means radha kusra. Krishna means everything, samagra. So understand Krishna. That is the special mission of human life. So I did not try for it. I simply carried away by the waves of Maya. And the Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Mayar vase jaccha bheshe khaccha haru duruha. We are being carried away by the waves of this material modes of nature. Sometimes drowned, sometimes on the surface. In this way, our life is going on. Jeev Krishna das evi shas kalle kar dukha. But we can stop this being carried away by the waves of Maya simply if we accept that we are eternal servant of Krishna. We can stop the carrying away. So then, therefore, people do not understand. Krishna himself says, Manushanam sahasre. Sahasre is without a million of them. They are interested how to make life perfect. Nobody is interested, especially in this age. In this age, prayano alpa ayusa sabha palavasmi jugita. The first disqualification is that in this age, people do not live for a long time. First disqualification. Formerly, they were healthy and they could live about 100 years, as we have seen our grandfather. They used to live. My grandmother died at the age of 96 years. Similarly, there are many instances. People used to live for a long time. But the first qualification of this age, that they are dying 50, 60, 45. The India's average age is 35, and other countries a little more. So practically, nobody is living very long time. And Munda, they do not know that they have a mission of life. Siddhi law. They do not know. Like cats and dogs. Prayanal Vyasa Palavasindhi Munda Sumanda Matayo. And if one is interested for spiritual life, they are also captured by so many pseudo-spiritual things. Pseudo. Manda. Prayana alpayaisa. Kalavasmindhiji jana. Manda sumanda mata. They have got a different views. They do not like to get knowledge from the Vedic, the perfect knowledge from the Vedic literature or from Bhagavad Gita. They manufacture their own way of life. Manda sumanda matayo. And manda bhagya. And unfortunate. Mostly they are unfortunate. And chupadruta and discharge by so many things. Sometimes earthquake, sometimes famine, sometimes scarcity of water, sometimes war, sometimes fight. So many things. Problems. Simply problems. This is the position of this age. So, if one is actually interested to make his life perfect, then we should accept the standard knowledge instead of manufacturing in a different way. No. Here is standard knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, the Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta, Sinete Kuryal, Jashastra Vidimut Sridja Vartate Kamakar. If you do not follow the standard knowledge of perfect Shastra, then Krishna says, not Siddhi Savarnati, he never gets Siddhi. Here it is said, Siddhaya. Manasthanam sahasresu paschid jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya to become perfect. So, unless we follow the injunction of the Shastra, then there is no possibility of siddhi. Na siddhi savarnati, na sukham na parangati. Neither perfection, neither happiness in this life, and what to speak of next life. These things are not possible if you do not follow standard knowledge. So, for this standard knowledge, manushanam sahasresu kasti jatati sindhai. And those who have taken the standard knowledge, jatatamabhi siddhyas. So, first, by standard knowledge, by understanding Vedas, that is standard knowledge. Still, although they are siddhas, still they do not understand Krishna. Just like Kurmis, Ganis, Yogis, they are taken to standard knowledge. That's a fact. But still, they cannot understand Krishna. The Mayavadis, the impersonalists, the speculators, they cannot understand. They are surprised. How Krishna can be this absolute truth? Even a great scholar, Dr. Radha Krishna, he is also amazed. He says that Bhagavad Gita is mental speculation. And when Krishna says on the 9th chapter, he writes commentary, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyali Namastu, he says that it is not up to Krishna, but the fact which is within Krishna. So he does not know what is Krishna. And he says he dares to write commentary on Bhagavad Gita. This is the difficulty. Krishna has no inside or outside. Krishna is all spirit. All spirit. Sachidananda Vigraha. So he does not know. Not only he, many does not know. But the thing is that they have to write commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, here it is said, the manushanam sahasres, kasti jatati siddha, jatatamabhi siddha. First of all, one must be perfect. And amongst the perfect, Krishna is known very well. Amongst the perfect, what is speak of the imperfect? Manushanam sahasres. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, therefore, koti karmi madhye aga gyanishas. There are millions and millions of karmis working hard for self-gratification. They are called karmis. Koti karmi madhye aga gyanishas. One becomes jnani, he is chief. Then, koti jnani madhye at muktas. Out of many thousands of jnani, one becomes actually liberated. And koti mukta madhye dullaha krishna. He says, out of many muktas, liberated soul. It is very difficult to find out a Krishna bhakta, a devotee of Krishna. These things are there. The Krishna also says, manushanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddhaya. But this Krishna bhakti has become easily available through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so liberal that Rupa Goswami offered his respect. Namo Mahavadanaya. Krishna Prema Pradaya. People cannot understand what is Krishna and what to speak of Krishna Prema, love of Krishna. It is far, far away. But you are so magnanimous that you are distributing this Krishna Prema to everyone. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanana. You are Krishna, I can understand. But you have now appeared in the name of Krishna Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Prishidhavonu. Lord Chaitanya is accepted as Krishna himself. Krishna Vannam Tishastra. There are many evidences in the Shastra. So, it is due to Lord Chaitanya's mercy, if we go through the methods, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee to teach us how to execute devotional service. So if we follow the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Krishna Bhakti becomes very easily available. Therefore, first of all, we offer our respect to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Padadhar, Sivadhari, Gaur Bhakti. Then we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, because by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it will be easier to approach Krishna. As it is stated. So, manushanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddhaye jatatamati siddhyanam kasti maam leti tattata. So, Krishna consciousness, although it is very difficult, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it has become easily available. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. He has recommended Sri Krishna Sankirtana, although he is Krishna himself, his word is sufficient. Still, whatever he said, he gave reference to the Shastra. Otherwise, it is not, the authorist. That is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirtanadeva Krishnastha Mukta Sangha Parampati. These are the recommendations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever he has given us, not rigidly, according to the regulation of the Shastra. And if we follow the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Krishna consciousness will be very easily understandable. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Jare dakho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. This is the Krishna consciousness movement that according to the order of Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to distribute the words given by Krishna, Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means the words given by Krishna and the words about Krishna. The word given by Krishna personally is his Bhagavad Gita, and words about Krishna is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means preaching these two principal Vedic literature throughout the whole world. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. That every living entity is Prakriti. Every living entity. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that aprayam itasu vidhime prakritim para jivabhu. Every living entity is over. Those who are thinking of becoming man, they are in illusion. Prakriti Purush. Purush means the mukta, the enjoyer. And Prakriti, Stri means enjoyer. So every living being is described as Prakriti. No living entity is Purusha. Purusha is only Krishna. So, when we are thinking as Vedanta, a Purusha, enjoyer, that is Maya. That is Maya. Or man. But actually, every one of us, woman, Prakriti. Every one of us. And every one of us are thinking as man. Even the woman. Man means enjoy. So everyone is thinking, enjoy, I'm enjoy. And this is called Maya. And about the gopis, it is better not to speculate. The speculator's writing has no value. Gopis, they are pleasure potency expansion of Krishna. Ananda chinmaya sadhu jalavigrahas. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitahi. Sarvijya eva nijarupa tayakalahi. Goloka eva nivasati akhilasa bhuta. Govindamani purusha. So gopis are also expansion of Krishna. Krishna's pleasure pertains. Gopis are not the ordinary owners. Neither Krishna is ordinary. So, unless we understand Krishna, as we are discussing this morning with her, kashchit vyaktimam tattva. Out of many millions of siddhas, one can understand Krishna as he. If we do not understand Krishna, then how we can understand gopis? So this is not the subject matter of the mental speculation. Better not to read all these books. Because they are not realized souls, neither they are devotee of Krishna, neither they know what is Krishna. So why they will understand about Krishna? So, if we want to understand Krishna as gopi, then we have to learn it from the perfect devotee of Krishna, not from the speculators, mental speculators. This is simply a waste of time. That time Narottama Thakur said, Rupa Raghu Natho Pade Haive Akuti Pabehama Bujhava Se Jugala Piri. Jugala Piriti. The love between Krishna and Radharani. The gopis are expansion of Radharani. Pleasure potency of Krishna. These are all spiritual subject matter. So this is not mental. A ordinary man, if he thinks that I am becoming, that is artificial. That is artificial. This is not artificial thing. And the parokya ros, the sense of paramasi, that is also there. But this is not this parokya ros, as we understand from this material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami has said that Avaishnava Mukhat Girna Bhuta Hari Katha Amrita Samarana Tattva. Those one who is not Vaishnava. So it is mental speculator, it is useless to learn from them what is the relationship between the gopis and Krishna. Neither it has to be practiced artificially. These things are rejected. So my request is that you should not read all these books, simply waste your time. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna's pleasure potential. This has been discussed by Srila Jiva Goswami. That Krishna is Parabrahma. And to release Brahma Sukha, a person in austerity gives up all the material sense enjoyment. Tapasha brahmacharyena, they try to relish Brahma Sukha. Now, when the Brahma Sukha Anubhuti, Krishna is the goal of Brahma Sukha Anubhuti, so when Brahma wants to have pleasure, does it mean that he takes pleasure within this material world? To understand Brahma, one has to give up all material pleasures. And when the Brahma relishes pleasure, does it mean this is material pleasure? Try to understand this fact. For relishing Brahma Sukha, one undergoes severe austerities. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena dhamena. There are so many classes. Tapo vidvam suddhita satya. For purifying our existence, we have to adopt so many means of austerity for understanding what is Brahma Sukha. Now, the reservoir of Brahma Sukha Krishna, Parabrahma, when he enjoys, does it mean this is material thing? This is not material thing. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratidharita. That is the expansion of his spiritual bliss. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrititi Alladini Shakti Atma. That is the expansion of Krishna's Alladini Shakti. So, first of all, we have to understand Krishna. Then, in course of understanding Krishna, we shall understand his Sammi Shakti, Alladini Shakti. So, these things are not subject matter for studying in our conditioned life. It is for the liberated soul. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will find in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only once discussed about the love affairs of Krishna and Gopi, Radharani, Gopi, with Ramananda Raya. Never he discussed with anyone else, because he was very elevated, Ramananda Raya. He never discussed anything. Bhagavad Gita also, you won't find Krishna is teaching anything about his relationship with gopis. Krishna is trying to understand. This is not the subject matter for a person who is conditioned. Neither it is a subject matter to be discussed and speculated by the conditioned soul. Try to understand. This is practice. Abhyasa yoga jittina chetasa nanagata. When you go to the puja room, we take our flowers and chandan offer to the lotus feet of Krishna. So gradually our mind will be concentrated. Just like not nowadays, formerly young, very young girls were married. My eldest sister was married at the age of 9 years. So I heard that my mother-in-law was married at the age of 10 years. I was Griyastha. And I was also married. My wife was 11 years. So, in that minor area, there is no actually love between husband and wife. But still, formally, the system was that the young girl, minor girl, was giving some eatable foodstuff to the husband, and sometimes pawn, like that. But unless they are major, they are not allowed to live together. But these things are going on. So, similarly, gradually, we develop our love for Krishna. As the same example, in the young age, the minor girl and the young boy, they do not come to the love platform. But in mature time, they become so lovable to each other that they cannot be separated. Similarly, we have to practice. This option margo means practice. Immediately, you cannot expect that your mind is completely fixed up with Krishna. But if we follow the regulative principles, then it will mature. Mature. And mature says there will be love. So don't be disappointed. Go on with your regulative principle as the advice in the Shastra, as the Guru, Sadhu Guru Shastra Vastra. We have to stick to the principle. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha, Bhajya, Nishaya, Tattat Parma Pravartana, Sato Vitte, Sadhu Sange, Sarabhi, Bhakti, Prasiddha. The first thing is Utsaha. Utsaha, simply on the words of Krishna, that Krishna says, Sarvadharmān paritrajyamāmekam saraṇam. We must be very enthusiastic. Well, I must surrender to Krishna. Although my mind is going outside, but I must be determined that I must surrender. Utsaha, this is called utsaha, enthusiasm. Dhaijya, dhaijya means patience. Oh, I wanted to surrender to Krishna, my mind is going somewhere else. This discernment, therefore, this dhaija. So much is faith. Ustad, dhaijyat, nishya. Nishya means must be confident. Krishna has said that he will surrender unto me and he will give me protection. He must give me. So I must surrender. This is called nishya. Ustad, dhaijyat, nishya, tattat parma pravartanat. And you must execute your business as it is advised by this Shastra and Guru. The Utsaha, Bhajyat, Nishayat, Tattat, Parma, Pravartanat, Sato, Vitti. Your dealings must be very honest, not duplicitous. Tattat, Parma, Pravartanat, Sato, Vitti, Sadhu, Sangha. Therefore, this association is equal. Sadhu. Sadhu Sangha is very powerful. Therefore, we are walking the society. Society means if you come to the society, and if the society is nice, then automatically you love, you become attached. Just like if we mix, intermingle with drunkard society, gradually you become drunkard. Similarly, if we intermingle with the sadhus, with the devotees, then automatically you become you. Sangha sanjayate kama. Therefore, sadhu sangha is very important. Satan prasangato bija sangita bhavanti vitkarna rasayana tatha tad joshanat asu apavarga vatmani sadhya bhakti rati valakramis. These are the sattric injunctions. So, as far as possible, we should adu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is very important. Nowadays it is very difficult to find out sadhu sangha. Therefore, you are trying to spread this society's movement that people may take advantage of sadhu sangha and that automatically, very easily, things may be successful.